It's great to be joined once again by Daryl Strawberry. He was on my show some years ago talking about an autobiography that he wrote, which was a fantastic book that I went through cover to cover in just a couple of nights. But Daryl is here now to talk about colon cancer, something of which he has survived, and talk about the fact that there's some new research available as well, and that a lot of people, when they get to 40, they think they're not at risk. Daryl, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us. And you're here to get the word out that at 40, you need to start getting checked. Is that right?
Yeah, thank you, Rick. It's great to be back with you. Yeah, I think it's a lifestyle that we don't understand that's important, you know, for us, you know, as people to really get checked, you know, let's get checked. You know, I mean, I think it's so important that we understand that going in and early screening is real. Colon cancer is real. You could be affected by it, and a lot of times people don't even know that. And you know, when you have an opportunity like this and have a campaign like this, I would say take advantage of it. Stop being so busy and stop being in fear. And it's not going to cost you much, $69, and you can get it online, and it comes directly to you, and the results come directly to you within a week. It's a phenomenal campaign. With this organization that's opening up the door for so many people who are afraid to go into the doctor, who are afraid to know that, you know, they might have health problems. And, I mean, this is a lot safer for you to understand that this is about you. I had colon cancer twice at a very young age in my mid-30s, and I lost my left kidney in my second surgery. And it's real. It can happen to anybody. I mean, I'm a survivor, and you can avoid that. Avoid all these problems if you just get yourself checked.
You know, I remember my grandfather died of colon cancer when he was only 62, and I remember in the 70s I thought that was really old. Well, now that I'm 54, 62 doesn't seem that old as well. So I can only imagine when you think about you getting the news that you had it not once but twice, what did it take for the mental fortitude and just the people around you who loved you to help you get through that?
It was a process. And when I say process, it was you had to allow people in. You have to allow people in and know what they're talking about and dealing with this process for you. And that's doctors. You know, doctors are very important. People in the field are very important to encourage you, because it's not an easy task. You know, I mean, you think, well, family members and people will say, well, maybe you should do this, do that. And no, you got to listen to the doctors and take their advice. I mean, their advice. Of knowing what they're dealing with, the chances of you recovering are very seriously. And for me, that's really, really what it was, because I didn't really know what I was dealing with. I was like a young, healthy ball player, and I thought, you know, why am I fatigued? Why do I have blood in my stool? Why am I losing weight? And come to find out, I had a tumor inside of me in that 98 season at the end of the year. And had it not been for me being in such great shape, when the doctor opened me up and said my abs kept the tumor in one place. So Everybody's not going to be in that type of shape, you know, and they don't think, you know, we're walking around with the everyday situation and not knowing. It's better to know yourself and your physical self more than anything, and I think we need to get back to that as people, and you can avoid some of the real headaches that come along with physical problems.
Yeah, having a six-pack wasn't just for the girls. I mean, man, it has saved your life.
It worked out. You know, it saved my life. You know, a lot of times we don't know that. And, you know, like I said, the average person, you know, you think about it, Rick, it's 34% of people from the age of 40 to around the 50, 55 that don't believe they're at risk. And they are. It's a high risk for you, you know. And it's just a matter of you taking the necessary steps. And have yourself checked. You know, I get checked every 5 years now. It's been 20 years of recovery from that, and it was a process. It wasn't easy.
No doubt about it. Just a couple of baseball questions for you. Well, actually, before we get to that, if you wouldn't mind just mentioning, it's been a little bit about what Kobe meant to you. We're speaking with Daryl Strawberry, by the way, because he had always said that you were his favorite player, and you formed a close friendship, didn't you?
Well, I mean, it's just a tragedy, you know. Mm-hmm. Life is, you could be here, you can achieved so many wonderful, great things like Kobe did, and life is so short, and just a blink of an eye could be gone, and you know, you just feel for his loved ones and all those that were on that flight with him, his daughter and other people, and it's no return, you know, and you think your memories of someone like that, you want to always think about how many people did he make happy, and he made so many people happy with what he accomplished and the person that he was, and you know, the personality and his family, you know, those are very personal things, you know, that no one will ever be able to take away from him, and you know, I just really grateful for his life and what his life was lived out here in front of all of us, and becoming the husband, becoming the man of God, and the husband and the father. I think at the end of the day, that's what it really all boils down to.
Yeah, very well said. Two-part question for you, Daryl. I'm going to name drop here for a second, but I asked Reggie Jackson, I asked Pudge Rodriguez, would you want to know what was coming, whether it was going to be a breaking ball or a fastball? And they said, actually, I would rather not. But those guys are Hall of Famers. So I just want to know, would you want to know what's coming? And secondly, do you think a guy like Mike Fiers, I mean, where does he sit from the pendulum swing between heroic whistleblower to dirty snitch rat who's keeping his World Series ring? I mean, where do you sit with those two things?
Well, I don't really sit well with anybody blowing the whistle. Mm-hmm. Remember Castaico blowing the whistle on the steroids through a book, and I don't really believe in that. I believe what we live by the code of who we are and what we represent is true, and inside and outside of that lifestyle, you know, and you know what we do together as a team, you know, we do, and I don't sit well with that kind of stuff, you know, but I think it's very unfortunate more than anything for that team, you know, to go too far, a little bit too far. And I say that because, you know, live streaming and television should have never been in any dugouts, you know, just so you can be able to see those kind of pitches. It's okay to steal signs. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just the way they did it, I think, hurts them more than anything. And, you know, all the things that were talked about and, you know, what they had on the uniforms and stuff like that, I don't know how true it is, and I'm not going to sit up here and criticize them. You know, I just think going a little too far, there has to be a price paid for it. You know, what is the price? You know, I said before, you know, will players get knocked down? There's a great possibility that will happen from some teams, you know, because some people are going to be very frustrated about, you know, what has taken place over there. But I think, you know, having Dusty Baker over there as a manager really helps them, you know, because he's a veteran manager, and he's been around, and he's not going to tolerate the nonsense, not from them or any other team, so which is good for them, you know. So, you know, the other part, as far as a hitter, no, I don't really need to know what's coming. You know, all I know is the pitcher has his hand on the baseball, and I want it. You know, that's just the way it was for me. It didn't really matter if I knew a pitch was coming or not. I knew he was going to make a mistake.
Great stuff. I want to remind everybody that it is, I know everything going on with the coronavirus, we want to remember that it is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and the new research coming out today from Let's Get Checked reveals that 34% of Americans 40 to 55 do not believe they are at risk. So where can we go, Daryl, to find out more about getting checked?
You can go to letsgetchecked.com. You know, they have a whole website and information there for people. And I would just encourage people to get checked. You know, it's not costly. Stop moving like you're so busy. You know, we're not busy. We're in a crisis right now with the coronavirus, and your health is important. Take time out to check yourself, and you know, before you know you find yourself in a bad situation. I would encourage people that.
Let'sgetchecked.com. We're talking to a four-time World Series champ there, the great Daryl Strawberry. Always great having you on, man. And then what you're doing right now is really helping people, obviously. But let's talk again soon. Love to have you on.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate you.